Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss housing efficiency.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We just got off the home tour, and what I noticed was the square footage in these homes have gone down a little bit. Life is getting a little bit simpler by categories and new construction.
Well, I've been noticing I'm receiving things on the net. I've received a lot of real estate stuff, and I look at most of it, learn as I can. Little bitty houses. I mean, these things are tiny.
That's right.
450 square feet or less.
Well, this year, Hayden Homes put out a Simplicity by a build of theirs on Turtle Lane that was 600 square feet single family.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, can I, if I had a large backyard and wanted to make room for a relative to not necessarily live in the house, but live next door to me, quote unquote, could I build one of these things in my backyard? Am I allowed?
Well, are you allowed? In concept, yes. In fact, recent legislation was just passed to say accessory dwellings are permissible on R1, on single-family residential lots. It cannot be prohibited by a municipality. There are some reasonableness tests, and the edges do need to be tested. This is brand new legislation. But I would consider those lots that should have been duplex lots should become duplex lots now.
Okay.
In concept. So you could put a second dwelling on an oversized lot with a small home on it and all of a sudden have great investment that was wasted land previously. So to me, it's an exciting concept.
Well, certainly I would guess that the deed restrictions that exist within a subdivision would potentially be an issue.
Yes, but most of the big lot small homes were prior to those kind of standards.
Okay.
So look at the River Road area. You've got a lot of large lots, small older homes. Those kind of things, it's something to talk about. It's nothing I'm guaranteeing. It's untested.
Right.
But the idea of urban growth boundaries locking in the sprawl, the alternative is higher density. So intuitively, it makes sense that the state would consider pushing towards this.
Okay, that would make sense. So it would be possible for me with a large lot to end up with a duplex in the middle of the lot rather than on the corner lots.
I think it's a great possibility. I think we just opened a new world of two-unit type properties.
Right.
And it's exciting as an opportunity. It's always tough to be the test case in any municipality,
right,
but let's take a look.
Absolutely. That's great information. If you wanted more of that type of idea, contact Marcia.
I am Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, Real Estate Investment Broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.